hope that never disappoints. Faith, hope, and love. In Scripture, in Romans 5, verses 4 and 5, we read, "And endurance, fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Okay, Paul encourages us to greet troubles with a smile and joy in our hearts, knowing the pressure and hardship we're facing will lead to spiritual growth and maturity. He insists that trials and tests serve to shape and build our character. Once our character has been established and grounded in faith and love, we experience joy and hope. God's love and His promise assures us He will never abandon or forsake us. His love will never fail us. In 2010, Karen and I were at a difficult place in our marriage. We both said and did things that caused hurt and pain. Like many couples, we were tempted to give up on our marriage and say, "This is just too hard. I don't want to do this anymore." But in the midst of the storm, Jesus told me to put my trust and hope in Him. He told me not to worry or be concerned about anything Karen said or did. I was to do one thing, put my trust, confidence, and hope in Him, and in His ability to heal and restore our marriage. The Holy Spirit gave me the grace to walk in love with my wife no matter what. He promised that if I walked in love, He would take care of Karen. I committed to walk in love with her even when it was difficult. I praise God I've learned to experience the truth of Paul's words when he says, "Faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love." With Jesus' love and His grace, I can endure all tests, relational, financial, professional, spiritual. I praise God that during the storms of my life, Jesus is with me and the Holy Spirit is teaching me that when I walk in love, by faith, hope abounds and never disappoints. Father, thank You for Your unconditional love, mercy, and goodness. Jesus, I accept You as Lord and Savior. I have faith, confidence, and hope in Your love. I know You are with me in every storm, that You will never leave me or forsake me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.